Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
Hi there, I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And we are back with another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. Today we are talking iBeacons, and the specifics of this topic is how to bridge the gap between your online and offline marketing using iBeacons.
Yes, you don't need to be a marketer to have heard about iBeacons or how they're used.
Right.
You may have heard terms like location-based marketing, proximity marketing, and how exactly does it work within your company or even industry?
Okay, wait,
yeah,
stop.
Yeah.
Can you give like the 2-second rundown for what location-based or proximity marketing actually is for people who have heard the term but don't know what it means?
Sure. So location-based marketing is if there's a store and there's a customer walking by through traffic.
Okay.
And you can just hit them up with a mobile update right on their phone and let them know that there's a 10% offer if you come in right now. That would be location-based marketing.
Okay.
Proximity marketing is a...
Kind of similar.
It's a trigger. Think of it as if you're in a trade show and you're walking to through to the booth and you don't know where the booth is, it'll ping you.
So pretty much what you're saying is that location and proximity are both interchangeable terms in the scheme of things.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so let's do a couple of things here. Let's talk about what mobile wallet marketing or mobile wallet advertising or mobile wallet updates. Let's do the quick 2-minute rundown of that. I'm going to throw that in your lap, Hazel.
All right. Well, mobile wallet marketing is a direct access marketing and communication tool with customers using their mobile phones. These are mobile wallet passes that sit in a mobile wallet app. Apple Wallet on the iPhone, and on Android, it's a third-party pass app. There's a front and a back to these passes. The front has your logo, your business name, and what you're about. And on the back, there's call to action links, email. You can call directly. You can take them right to your social media profile pages. If you run a podcast, you can one tap go to your podcast. There are many different ways to use them.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so that takes care of that. Now, let's talk really quickly about why iBeacons would even be important to the shop. So how does an iBeacon provide value in a shopper's journey? And shopper's journey just happens to be podcast episode number 23, if you haven't already heard it.
Okay. And if you have a trade show, then you can listen to podcast 14. How about that, Kim?
Okay, well, that's super great. If you want to integrate with your current marketing efforts, you can just go to episode 15 in the archives. Anyway, so iBeacons. All right. Yeah. So now we know iBeacons are... What exactly is an iBeacon?
Okay, well, iBeacon technology offers location and context options for triggering attention to smartphones.
Okay.
When they're most effective and when it resonates with clients in any business. It can be trigger-based on time or location, making it essential for any business.
Okay.
It works, iBeacon is a little transmitter, short-range transmitter.
And they come in all kinds of sizes and shapes and colors, and some of them have little pictures printed on them,
yes.
And there are some that are waterproof and some that are not, and yeah.
Yeah.
So
that is really what an iBeacon is. Where are they used? Well, probably places that you go to every day and don't even realize it, like your retail store, your shopping mall.
Okay.
Last time you were probably at an NFL game or a baseball game, they were in the arena.
Oh, yeah, the Phoenix teams haven't been doing so well lately, so we're not doing any of that here.
You know, at trade shows, there are a lot of uses for it. Again, go to podcast 23. We'll talk about that another time. Big sports are using it. You know, next when you go to an airport.
Okay, so I have to admit the airport is the big one for me because, you know, yeah. I'm always in and out of the airport. And one of my most favorite uses of an iBeacon is the United Airlines. Add your boarding pass to your Apple Wallet because yep. if you're going somewhere and, you know, now that I'm in Phoenix instead of in San Francisco, that means I almost always have to change planes. So right. every trip that I take on United, unless I'm going to LA or San Francisco, is two planes. So that's two boarding passes in each direction. And the way that the iBeacon works, this is like the most perfect example ever, is when I'm standing in the security line
yep.
here in Phoenix, and I need the boarding pass for, let's say, Phoenix to LA. When I get up to the security counter, the Apple Wallet has produced my Phoenix to LA boarding pass. And I have the correct boarding pass because the iBeacon only triggers that pass because it's the Phoenix-based pass.
Right.
Then when I'm in LA changing planes, the LA-based boarding pass comes up if I've left security and have to go back in, or, you know, if I'm heading on my way back or whatever. So that's like the perfect thing for a proximity and a location trigger is the iBeacon knows which pass to pull up.
That's right.
And it triggers the correct pass to appear at the correct time. So the airport is, yeah, it's like the perfect example.
Yes. Even big stores like Macy's are using it. Last season for their Christmas sales cycle, they used it and they saw an increase of 74% of their foot traffic.
Wow.
So what does that mean? It means that when someone was walking around the store, they were triggered on their phone to let them know that there was a sale at, you know, at the sweater section of the ladies department.
Right.
You know, oh, great, there's a sale here. I didn't know about it. I'm going to pick up a sweater. So what does that do for Macy's? Well, it provides a larger transaction value.
Cool.
Yeah. Trade shows are using it to help with the attendees. Big trade shows. There's a big one in your state of North Carolina that uses it.
Furniture market, yeah.
Yeah. They find it amazing. They're going to use it for ever now. You know that trade show is 100 years old at High Point?
I do, and you do realize that in the years before there was an internet, I was an actual designer, so I've been to that show many times. There are many, many buildings, auxiliary buildings, plus the main building there. Yeah, it's huge. It's obviously, they're displaying furniture. That takes up a lot of room and a lot of space, so it right. makes complete sense that they would be using the system.
Yeah. They use it to navigate the attendees.
So small shows, how does that work?
Small shows, even big shows, you could use it if you have a booth, your booth ABC, and you want to let people know where you are, you just let them know where you are. It triggers right on your phone.
So if you run a trade show, what can you do with it?
You can offer it as a added value for your sponsor.
We like it. You got more money from a sponsor, you get more money from an exhibitor because you basically rent them an iBeacon that goes with the mobile update that you rented them in your presentation?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And it's also used before the trade show, during the trade show, and amazingly enough, after the trade show, which you want to be able to provide value for your sponsors by engaging with your attendees after the trade show.
So let's talk about, like, say, for instance, big sports. I don't know if you have seen the videos, but one of my friends, her sister-in-law is the dancing mama in the Golden State Warriors sweater. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so Robin is like the dancing mama. She danced not too long ago with the actual Warriors dance team out on the floor.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so I know that Golden State and their the O Arena there is a big, big user of iBeacons. How does that work?
The way they used them for their pilot project last year was to get seat upgrades. So let's say you're sitting in the 200s.
Nosebleed!
In the nosebleeds. But, I mean, you're at the game. I mean, it's the Golden State Warriors. So, I mean, I'm excited.
Right, right. Everybody wants to be there.
Yeah. So, if, you know, but let's say the seats aren't that good. You'll get triggered that, hey, maybe you want to sit up front in the hundreds.
Got it. Okay. So, Lufthansa did that, actually, yeah, with business class upgrades to economy ticket passengers at, yes, a couple of the, I think it was Munich and Berlin last year. Got it. Okay. Yes.
And, you know, Golden State Warriors had a good success with it. That it was, I think, a 9% increase in their seat sales. And Atlanta Hawks, another NBA team, yep, they did it and they saw 11% increase in their seat sales.
Right. I think I heard that Orlando directly attributed $1 million worth of an increase in ticket sales.
That's right. And that's Orlando. They're not a favorite team anymore. And they were able to increase their ROI using iBeacons.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. I know that there are baseball and basketball stadiums doing it. The new, relatively, well, new last year, Levi's Stadium in, yeah, San Francisco has something like 5,000 beacons placed in and around the stadium, in the parking, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah. And Major League Baseball, they're in 93% of all arenas. And they're not all being used for ticket sales. They're also being used for food and beverage upgrades as well.
Right. I think the MLB baseball stadiums are using them to let people know where the shortest concession lines are. So if you are looking for a beer or looking for a hot dog and you're standing next to a stadium or to one of the concessions with a long line, sends you over a notification that says, hey, go to three doors down, the line is only 5 minutes, and helps keep things moving and keep the sales going. So that's pretty cool. Got that. Okay. Realtors. We have so many realtors who are using their iBeacons in their open houses. And most of them are doing a combination of geo and iBeacons. So when you're like three blocks away, they've got that sort of ring that surrounds you with the geo notification that says, hey, you're almost at the open house. I'm giving you a very simplified version of what it says, because some of them are really creative with their 180 characters. Yes. And then you actually get to the open house, you get to the front door, and it pops up and gives you the directions for what you need to do. Like, please go into the kitchen and register, or registration is by the front door. Help yourself to refreshments in the living room. You know, whatever it might happen to be. But our real estate agents do super, super well with it.
And it's also great to use to tell the prospect of features in the home.
Right, right. Yep.
We won't get into details now, but yeah.
No, we've got several real estate specific podcast episodes in the archives. If you are a real estate agent and you happen to be looking for some more detailed information, just go check the archives. There's probably 5 or 6 of them in there. Yeah. And I don't think we've actually seen a single case study that couldn't prove some sort of seriously measurable benefits.
That's right. That's right. There's no downside to using iBeacons. Only upside.
Okay, so what's the price? How does this generally work? Is this expensive?
No, not at all. They'll take a look at our packages depending on what you get.
I know what we charge. I'm just saying that as far as bang for the buck goes, it's one of those things that really kind of makes an impression on people when they see it. So where's that iBeacon worksheet at?
Atlas
Rewards?
It's on Atlas Rewards. If you want to also email me, I will gladly send you an iBeacon worksheet. It will have you a step-by-step process for creating the iBeacon
as part of your strategy. Got it.
It has questions for you to think about to
how to set it up, what do you want to do with it, and you know, the other thing about that worksheet, I was looking at it, I really like it, is it gives you a really good idea of what should be an iBeacon and what should be a geolocation trigger. So use an iBeacon for this, use a geo for that. Don't use either one for this, that, or the other. So, you know, there's one thing I saw an article in Motley Fool not long ago that was somehow attempting to say that the beacons really weren't getting the job done.
But the bottom line is that there are already millions of beacons.
There are.
In place, being used in ways that aren't necessarily in your face. You know, it's one of those things where it's kind of a quiet technology.
Yes.
There's no reason to bludgeon people over the head with buy one, get one offers or, you know, whatever. You want to selectively message when it's appropriate and kind of use them more to develop a customer relationship than to simply try to sell people something that they may or may not even want.
That's right. That's right. And that's where the gap in comes. We bridge online and offline
strategy.
Marketing. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it for us?
That's it for us.
Awesome. Thanks. Have a great week.
Thanks, everyone. And remember, mobilewalletmarketer.com for more information. And I will send you the iBeacon worksheet if you email me.
Perfect. And what would your email address happen to be?
It is hazel@atlasrewards.net.
Awesome. Cool. Have a great week.